a few shows that I enjoyed this weekend that I watched just because of the Oscars. I watched Joker and I watched 1917. Yeah, 1917. I watched Parasite before, so I'm like a huge Parasite fan, and I don't care what anybody else wants to think. Parasite is amazing. Joker was amazing, but Parasite deserved to win. Why am I hearing a dog in the background? Why am I hearing a dog in the background? Why are you bringing sound effects here? They say I'm trying to make a serious podcast about Parasite. So I'm starting the second round of this podcast. My guests are leaving.
What's my name?
I don't know that song. So I'm going to talk about America and the 1-inch barrier that they have to cross to understand and appreciate good films. All over social media, I've been seeing people complain about, oh, they can't watch a movie with subtitles, they can't watch a movie in a different language because they can't bother to read, because they can't go on their phone to check on their phone because they're going to miss like 3 scenes if they check their phone because they have to look up all the time and make sure that, you know, they understand what this person is saying because it's not in the English language. And I'm like, I don't think you should be watching a movie then if you're not going to pay attention to what's going on the screen. Like, you want to watch a movie and you're going to go on your phone. Probably just us film junkies who are like this, who like to watch a movie and fully absorb what's happening on screen. So yeah, all over social media, this celebrity, I don't remember her name, she was filming herself watching Parasite, and 4 minutes in she gave up because she couldn't bother to read. And it started a debate on whether foreign countries should even bother trying to watch films that are not in their native language. Because if you can't bother to read, what's even the point? You're going to miss out on so many great movies and so many great shows. And I think people, I saw a lot of anime fans and K-pop fans were like, oh, they can't relate because they have to watch with subtitles because they, you know, it's something that they love, so they have to use subtitles, and it's no bother to them, it's just reading. And I completely agree, it's just reading. Like, it's simple, it's just read. It's the same thing as when you're watching the movie, I watch English movies with the subtitles on the screen, you know. So I feel like I can't hear the film if I'm not seeing words on the screen. I don't know if that makes sense, but I have to have the subtitles on for me to, because I have to read it. I have to read it myself. I already hear them saying, sometimes I don't know what the fuck they're saying, even though they're saying something in English. I have to make sure I read it and I comprehend and I understand what exactly they're saying. There's so many good films. There is The Witch, Part 1 subversion. There is Parasite. There is Memories of Murder. There is Train to Busan. I'm just listing a lot of the popular Korean films that I like. There are, what's this other one? Like, we watch the K-dramas. We watch Goblin. We watch, I don't remember the names, but, you know, I'm just, Coffee Prince, I've been listing out a few Coffee Prince. What other? Boys Over Flower, Miss Secretary Kim, The Sense of the Sun. You end up reading or watching these shows with English subtitles because these shows are amazing. These shows are fun to watch. They're a little bit cringy, but they're fun, and it's, you know, you're not missing out. I watch also a lot of Indian films too. I can't remember the names. I remember watching one in Jamaica. If I'm from Jamaica. What's it called? I can't remember the name. But, you know, you just gotta get over it and watch the movie. And if you can't find time, then you don't deserve these movies, you know? Don't bother watching them. You don't deserve it. So, you know, that's what I had to say on the topic. I might be wrong. I might be right. People are all over the place when it comes down to subtitles. They think that it shouldn't have won Best Picture when it was one of the best pictures shown last year to this day. Unless something else comes out, it was one of the best pictures, so it deserved to win. Subtitles aren't a problem. Everyone around the world read subtitles because no one speaks, and not everyone speaks one language, so you have to watch movies with subtitles. But Americans feel so entitled and so privileged, and they feel like they shouldn't have to. You know, why not just dub it? Which is ridiculous, because you don't really get the emotions when a movie or a TV show is dubbed. You know, it's better to just let them speak in their language and you just read subtitles that are in English. You know, have a jolly good day. Bye.